A large-scale agribusiness operation in central Wisconsin is now one giant step closer to what critics are calling an alarming dairy project. Just yesterday, the state Supreme Court removed a regulatory hurdle that was holding the company back from growing crops on thousands of acres needed to feed its more than 5,000 cows. It's been a long and contentious battle, but luckily WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here to sort it all out. So Susan, where is this land that's been under debate?
It's located in the town of Saratoga, a three-hour drive from Milwaukee. Wisconsin Rapids is to its north, and the Wisconsin River flows along its western edge. A family by the name of Wysocki wants to develop a large-scale dairy, commonly called a CAFO. The project calls for converting a 4,600-plus-acre wooded area into irrigated fields to grow crops needed to feed the cows. 33 high-capacity wells would pump the necessary water.
And what did neighbors have to say?
Many worry that the combination of pumping and manure spreading across so many acres would impact water quality. Helen Donahue, who lives nearby, spoke against the large-scale operation at a DNR meeting back in 2016.
Along with the constant need to irrigate the sandy soil to grow crops comes the constant need to fertilize with chemical toxins and manure irrigation, both of which will leach rapidly into the sandy soils to our groundwater and put the drinking water of 5,400 people at high risk for contamination.
The battle between critics and the farming company went on for 5 years. The town of Saratoga changed the zoning to ban agriculture on the property to try to stop the development. This move morphed into a legal battle that ended up before a state appeals court. About a year ago, that court denied permitting the farm. Then the Wysockis took the case to the state Supreme Court for the final decision.
And in that final decision, you're saying that the justices completely reversed the appeals court decision?
That's right. The court sided with the Wysocki family, whose case was based on the zoning that was in place before the town of Saratoga changed it. Here's how attorney Jordan Hamiden argued on behalf of the Wysockis at the Supreme Court in January.
When the Wysockis did their due diligence in this case, paid for the preparation of numerous and voluminous applications to the town, state, to the county, expended millions in doing so, and ultimately submitted their building permit, all of the project land was within the unrestricted zoning district of Wood County.
And what about those hoping to stop the farm? What did they have to say?
Attorney Ramsey Batar represented the town of Saratoga. Batar says the Wysockis' proposal kept evolving and wasn't consistent with local long-term land use plans.
This is managed forest land. Who would have thought that someone would drop a concentrated animal feeding operation on managed forest land?
Yesterday's 5-2 decision opens the door to the proposed 5,300-cow dairy farm. Later in the day, the Wysocki Company issued a press release stating its intention to work with the Saratoga community to, quote, find compromise and solutions.
Okay, Susan, now stop me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like we're finding more and more of these CAFOs or large dairy farms. They just keep popping up all over the place.
Yes, they're multiplying, including in southeastern Wisconsin. For example, a family farm outside Oconomowoc hopes to expand its herd more than 50%. Last week, about 80 people who fear its impact on the local aquifer showed up at a DNR hearing, hoping to stop the plan. Wisconsin prides itself for being the dairy state. We rank second in the country for milk production. The question is, can a balance be struck to protect the environment, particularly adjacent surface and groundwater?
Okay, Susan, thank you for stopping in to explore the issue with us.
My pleasure.
That's WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.